Merci, Monsieur le Président. First of all, I would like to stress that we listen carefully to the presentation of the High Commissioner on the priorities and criticalities. And we like to stress that we think that the focus on an effective response is strongly recommended. Italy has always and constantly supported the UNHCR and would like to take the opportunity of this pledging conference to renew its strong commitment to and support of UNHCR activities in favor of refugees and the displaced worldwide. In the past 3 years, Italy's financial contribution to the program of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has constantly increased. In 2016, Italy was back in the top donor countries. In 2017, our contribution to UNHCR amounted to more than $51 million. In 2018, ACE, at the end of November, recorded contributions exceeded $47 million. And we are in process of finalizing additional contributions by the end of the year that will allow us to match the level of 2018 and hopefully to increase it. As you know, Italy budget regulations don't allow us to make pledges at this time of the financial year, and the 2019 budget law is currently undergoing parliamentary procedures. At the same time, I want to stress that Italy attaches the utmost importance to the cooperation with UNHCR. Even more today, having to witness the proliferation of crises, the increasing protracted nature of this crisis, and increase of the sources of displacement. UNHCR ranks among the top recipients of Italian humanitarian multilateral aid. From Syria to Iraq, from Libya to the Horn of Africa, we have been working side by side with the Office of the High Commissioner. And it is our intention to continue to support its work and the UNHCR activity also in 2019, at least at the current level of engagement, and possibly even more. Once the 2018 budget law will pass parliamentary approval, we will be in a position to provide details about our precise level of engagement. Let me conclude, Mr. President, expressing solidarity to the government of France for the attack of yesterday. Terrorism and insecurity are at the core of the refugees and displaced crisis. So we would like to express our sincere condolences. Thank you, Mr. Chair.